You all have heard me talk from time to time about where the various nations of the world rank when it comes to things like happiness. And one of the places that you've heard me talk about that is really, really high on the list, well, who remembers? I tell you what, we'll let it be a surprise to you. Yeah, we're going to board the jet, head on over to one of this world's happiest places. You ready for that ride? Here we go. Oh yeah, we do want to let you know we are going to serve you one more meal. You know, we definitely enjoy, well, feeding you real good. That's part of the joy of all this. Yes, indeed. So we're going to feed you. We're going to have one more meal for you. But let's head to this country first. Get in on a little bit of their happiness.
Right in the busy heart of central Copenhagen is a place with a rather slower pace. An old-style amusement park and pleasure garden that first opened its doors in 1843. It's known as the Tivoli Gardens. This is one of the oldest and most beloved attractions in Copenhagen, and Danes come here year round to do what they do best, enjoy themselves.
All right, so you got the country now, right? You heard her say Copenhagen, and this is where the Danes come. Yeah, so you know we're talking about Denmark.
Since the early 1970s, surveys have consistently shown Danish people to be the happiest in the world. So when the first World Happiness Report was released by the UN in 2013, it was not surprising that Denmark registered the highest life satisfaction scores of all countries. So what is it that makes the people of this country so happy?
Happiness is quite complicated, and I have something called, I call it the happiness onion, where you keep on peeling and peeling and peeling.
Sharmi Albrechtsen is a local expert on the topic. Having lived in Denmark for over 12 years, she writes a blog about the secrets to a happy Danish life.
First layer is really our, you know, wonderful social welfare system. I mean, it really provides a lot of people with, you know, a feeling of safety and security. You know, I call, you know, Daddy Denmark takes care of you. But then if you take it down to, like, you know, everyday values, I mean, people value, you know, the simple things in life.
Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your...
Now, something I want to ask you about very briefly, but I do want to ask you, I think it's a fair question. She said they have a social welfare system that, she said, Daddy Denmark provides. And, of course, we know that comes through taxes. And it helps the people not only feel safe and secure, but happy. Where is America with regards to a great, strong social security, security system, welfare system? We have a lot of Americans who go the exact opposite direction with regards to thoughts and feelings about welfare. Just the thought of it being part of the American scene drives a lot of Americans bonkers. All kinds of ugliness comes out of them. Stress. Some of the worst emotions and all that can be found in human beings come out of some people who are so strongly opposed to citizens of America the constituents, the voters of America, we the people, partnering with the government, the federal government, to provide even just health care for all Americans. Instead of coming up with a system like Denmark's that could bring about possibly a much greater sense of peace, safety, security, and therefore happiness, and therefore a greater sense of overall well-being. We have many, many Americans who say, nope, I want to go in the opposite direction.
The Danes I speak to certainly seem to enjoy their status as the world's happiest people.
I think we're quite proud to have that honor. It's a privilege, and I think it's one of those things that people outside from Denmark really remember.
Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy.
But is there more to it? A recent study shows that this Danish predisposition towards happiness may be much more than just skin deep. At the University of Warwick in the UK, I caught up with Professor Andrew Oswald, who, along with his research partner Dr. Eugenio Proto, has reached some very interesting conclusions about Danish happiness.
We think that there is a genetic component in part to why the Danes do so well, coming so regularly at the head of happiness international league tables.
The key factor seems to be in having less of a particular group of genes that affect serotonin levels, which, when combined with adverse life circumstances, can result in depression.
It does appear from the data that the Danes have the smallest amount of the, you might say, dangerous, short kind of genetic pattern. So they may have a kind of inoculation against the possibility of depression.
We see in the picture a very clear pattern that the less your genes are like Danish genes, the worse you feel in your country on average.
But genes don't make up the whole picture. Michael Booth investigated the nature of Nordic happiness for a recent book and believes that there is another side to the Danish equation.
There are so many reasons why the Danes are happy, why they're content, that have nothing to do with DNA. Of course they're happy. They're rich. They're sexy, they're funny, they don't work that much, you know, everything's safe here. Everything's beautiful in the Garden of Eden in Denmark, you know. There are downsides, of course. The Danes are very good at kind of denying the bad things, going kind of la 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 to any of the bad stuff around them. But they are very good at just appreciating what they have, not worrying about the big stuff. But you open a bottle of red wine, you light some candles, you'll have a happy Dane.
This Danish love of simple comforts even has a name, hygge.
You can translate it maybe as coziness. And what you want to do is you want to create a really nice environment for you and your family. So you put everyone together in maybe a nice cozy room, and you light some candles, and you have some warm drinks, and maybe you have a beautiful fire, and you sit together and you have nice conversation. That is hygge.
Ladies and gentlemen, shall we consider a longer trip to Denmark next time around? Instead of just doing a pass-through, maybe consider hanging out for a week or two? All right, we got one more stop to make. Stay with me.